for Statewide, I'm Daisy Contreras. Artist R. Kelly was in Springfield this past weekend, where he earned $20,000 for a one-hour show to meet with fans. That's according to TMZ and their sources. But his actual show was allegedly no more than a minute. Fans paid up to $100 to see him. R. Kelly took to Instagram to address the media before his appearance.
Yo, this your boy Kells, and I got an event to do tonight in Springfield, Illinois. So I want the media to take it easy on me, man. This is how I got to get paid now for right now. So I got to go do this event, and it's a party. So when you see me in the club with a couple of drinks in my hand and chilling, please take it easy. Appreciate it, y'all. Thanks.
That was R. Kelly in one of his Instagram videos to fans. R. Kelly has been charged with 10 counts of sexual abuse in Chicago, issues that are not new for the R&B singer. To talk more about these allegations and R. Kelly's financial fallout, I'm joined by Kathy Cheney, deputy managing editor for the Chicago Sun-Times. She has been covering R. Kelly for more than a decade. Before we begin, I did speak to a fan who went to see him at this venue in Springfield. She didn't want to be recorded for radio, but she did tell me she believes R. Kelly hasn't had a fair chance. She said to me, and I quote, "I still support him as an artist, but if he's convicted, that might change." She said she thinks there are different standards for different people, and R. Kelly is being held at a different and unfair standard because he's famous. Kathy, you've had similar reactions from other fans.
Yes, it's no different from all of the other fans who continue to support him, and he's had new fans that have popped up in the wake of the new allegations, in the wake of him being acquitted from the first trial. I don't think he's being held to a different standard. The charges are serious, and even though he was found acquitted the first trial, similar allegations have continued to come up over the years, and now he's been charged again with, 10 counts of even more serious charges along the same line. So, yes, people are innocent until proven guilty, but it would seem like it would give you a little bit of pause because everyone's trying to sift through everything to find out, what's going on. I would be cautioned to completely say I still fully support someone, while they're going through this. Yes, again, innocent until proven guilty, but I would be cautious because of the charges, and they're very similar from the ones that he was acquitted from.
You mentioned that R. Kelly actually gained new fans through the media attention he's been getting after the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly came out. How can we explain this?
I would just say that, in talking with, a few supporters and a few new supporters, it just all stemmed around he was acquitted. Some people who really didn't listen to his music before, but they saw the docuseries, they wanted to go back and listen to some lyrics, and then they just listened to everything that the women were saying. They were listening to what he was saying. They listened to what he said in the Gayle King interview, and they wanted to give him a chance because some people feel like he's being railroaded. So they jumped on board of the R. Kelly train and, are now supporters and are listening to his music, all just for the simple fact that he was acquitted the first time. And, they feel that he's just being made, he's a sacrificial lamb for so many other artists who have supposedly gotten away with, doing similar things and they haven't been on trial and things like that. So, the fans they're relentless.
Going back to R. Kelly's Instagram video, he said this show in Springfield was the only way he can earn money and asked the media, the news media, to take it easy on him. Are these shows examples of his desperation for money? There have been accounts that he has been struggling financially.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. Where else would his money be coming in from? And he said it that, it's hard for him to, book venues, to go on tours, different little things like that. So I do believe that whatever he can try to get is what he's going to try to do. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's popping up in smaller towns, doing smaller venues to get, money, because, again, where else is it coming from?
For Statewide, I'm Daisy Contreras, and I'm talking to Kathy Cheney from the Chicago Sun-Times. She has covered R&B singer R. Kelly for over a decade. R. Kelly appeared in Springfield this past weekend, one of his first public appearances after being charged with 10 counts of sexual abuse in Chicago. Kathy, let's talk about the media coverage in Springfield for this event. Do you feel there was a difference in media coverage than, let's say, if R. Kelly had appeared in Chicago?
Absolutely. In Chicago, we're just always on top of it. Everyone's always looking out for, you know, what's going on with him next. Where is he? You know, we have like a leg up on things. Springfield, that's downstate. The media coverage is different. It's more of a political town with political media focusing more on that. So I'm not surprised that it got little coverage. Completely expected the Associated Press to be on top of the story. But again, if you have some fans that are down there, it could have been strategic to make sure that it was, you know, kept a little bit quieter than normal so it wouldn't get as much press attention than it did.
And for those who haven't been really keeping up with the accusations against the singer, Kathy, can you give us a breakdown of what's been happening and any recent developments?
So R. Kelly, right now he's out on bond. So he is not a free man, but he's out on bond. And he is pretty much free to try to make some money, but his efforts have been hampered where, you know, some places, some venues don't want him, some countries don't want him to, you know, come and perform. So he's been having those type of challenges. So he's right now dealing with that. He's dealing with his child support case and trying to get that all together where those court records are sealed. So we really don't know what the deal was made with that and how everything is going. So he's basically trying to, I guess, reclaim his life while he's awaiting trial. And his biggest, you know, hurdle is just trying to make some money so he can live.
And this is not new, and we've said this before, this is not new for R. Kelly. He has faced charges in the past. What is different with the current charges that he's facing?
So this is not new for Chicago. We've been here before, as you said. The charges and the first trial, they were centered on child pornography because those were the easiest charges to charge at that time based on the evidence. So this time around, and I know that R. Kelly has said, especially on the Gayle King interview on CBS, that, you know, he was acquitted. Why is he being charged, you know, with the same thing? He's not being charged with the same thing this time around. The first time around, again, there was child pornography charges. This time around, alleged sexual assault, sexual abuse charges. So completely different. And there's more evidence and there are more witnesses and alleged victims that are speaking out. So those are the key differences is that there appears to be more evidence and, you know, more victims coming out to speak versus the first trial.
What do we expect to see in the next few months, in the next few years? Do we think it will take a long time for a trial to take place?
It took years for the first trial to even come to fruition. This time around, I don't think it's going to take years. I can't pinpoint, you know, a time frame because, you know, all the different things of the court motions and things like that. But I definitely feel confident in saying I don't think it's going to take some years, like 6 years, like the first trial. I don't want to say it's going to be a speedy trial where in a few months, you know, they're going to set a trial date or anything. But I do think that the trial will happen much sooner than it did the first time around.
Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Daisy Contreras speaking with Deputy Managing Editor Kathy Cheney of the Chicago Sun-Times. She's covered R. Kelly for more than a decade.